Okay, let's begin. Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and we are on Yud Amid Beis, and we just read the Braisa of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, which again appears also in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amid Beis, with slight differences. And as we know, this Braisa is the basis for the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim. There are other Svarim that also relate to this Braisa, right? The Archas Tzadikim, the anonymous Musar work that is part of the group. Sometimes you buy a set and you get the Archas Tzadikim and the Mesillas Yesharim and the Shari Tshuva and the Rabbi, you know, a couple of others, depending on Pirkei d'Rabbi. My set has Pirkei d'Rabbi and you know, a couple of others together. But Derech Hashem, but the basis of the Mesillas Yesharim, he brought this Braisa to light. He made it famous. And towards the end of the Hakdamah, of course, if you remember, the Hakdamah of the Mesillas Yesharim talks about how I'm not going to talk about too many things that are mechudish. I'm just going to tell you obvious things. That's the point of the Sefer. He's not going to read any chidushim in this Sefer. Right? You're not going to be surprised. You're not going to be wowed by anything I write in the Sefer. But it's simple, and we have to review the simple things. Right? Hachibur azelo chibarti lalami lebnei adam et asher lo yidau. El haskir vasi yadu alahem kfar. But it's just because it's so common and open and everybody knows it, so nobody focuses on it. And you don't realize it. And therefore, just reading the Sefer once, you're not going to, that's not the goal. That's not where you're going to get the most out of it. You have to read the Sefer over and over and over again. They say the Gra had the Mesillas Yesharim on his desk all the time. Gra had. He said the first 11 prakim were written Baruch HaKodesh. Right? Every word of the first 11 prakim. That's through Nikius. Nikias parak, Yud Aleph is the long parak, all about Nikias. And then, towards the end, he talks about, you have to think about Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and, all different parts of, your life, and Halacha B'drachav. And towards the end of the, Hagdama, V'ihnei, Kol Eila Klalim Tzricha Perish Gadol. These Klalim that you have to work towards, need a Pirish. Umatsasi L'chachameinu Zal, Shekalalu Achalakama Eila, Beseder v'chiluk acher yoser prati umisudar l'fi ha-hadraga hamitztareches lohem. I see that there is a process that's mentioned in Chazal in order to be kona them. L'knos ha-sama al-nachon. V'mash amr be-braisa huva be-mekomos shonim b'shas v'echan mehem be-perek l'vnei edehen v'zavodizara davchaf. And he quotes the perek. And then he says, we're going to go through each one by one. And that's what his... And then he gets into Bir Chovas Adam Olamo, right? Yisoda Yisodos. And that's what we have, yesterday's daf. And that's again, that's Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Mabez, in, the first parak of Avodah Zarah. That's where he has it. But there, in that first parak of, Avodah Zarah, it does not go through Psukim, proving the order. Does not go, that's only here in the Yerushalmi. Right? There, Chaf Mabez, it goes through the order of, and the first step there, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, Torah mevia lidei zehirus. Torah mevzlit zehirus. What's Torah? Rashi there, but it's Zohar Daf Chaf. Aidesha osikba, through being osikba Torah. That's the first step. Va'od, sheroa umevin azharas sheba v'nishmar. That leads to zehirus. Zrizus, nikius, precious, tara. Right, this is the order that the Sefer is based on. Up until Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMesim. As you get to the Chasidus Gdolim Ikulan, here the first step is Zrizus, right? There's no Zahiris here. Okay, there are slight differences between the different forms. But now let's get into the order. So we have all of them listed here. Now we are up about 10 lines from the bottom. Zrizus. Zrizus lidei Nikius. Zrizus, acting with alacrity, acting with diligence, right? Zrizim magdimim lemitzvus, right? Zrizus is the first step. Right, in the Mesillas Yesharim, based on that braisa, he says, Zahiris is first. Before you run in and you're excited, and Zrizus, the parallel, the pair mita that goes with Zrizus beforehand is Zahiris. That's the Sur Meirah, and then the Asay Tov. But that's Zrizus. Zrizus, we know, is a crucial mita. We could just read the whole parak of Mesillas Yesharim, for Zrizus, which we're not gonna do. But I'll read you from the Archa Tzadikim, because Archa Tzadikim has Sha'arim. He doesn't have orders. But this leads to this, leads to this. But he has Sha'arim, right? His first Sha'ar is, I think, Anava, right? Or Gaiva. Gaiva and then Anava. He goes through all of the Gaiva, Anava, Busha, Azus, Ava, Sina. He has parallels. And he has Zrizus as the opposite of Atzlus, Right, the Mezuzah Yesharim has Zerizus, the opposite of Zahirus. So Archa Sadikim has, later on, Zerizus is the opposite of Atzilus. And there he writes in the Perek of Zerizus, Midas has Zerizus, he tchila l'kala Midas. That's the root of all Midas. Getting out of bed and jumping out of bed in the morning. That's the source. Ki ein adam yachol lios tadir ala sefer, ki tzarech le'achol, because you can't be learning every second of your life. Says the, we can't be like Shema Yechai on yesterday's daf. Kitzarech leachol velishon velasos shrachav velachein tzarech zerizus uzehirus lachzar lesifra velilmod. You have to know exactly. We have a lot of things in life. So to get back to direct avodas Hashem, besides the other things, so we need zerizus. V'yal yachshov od hayom gadol v'hashana gadola, like the Yaakov Avinu tells the shepherds in Parshas Vayetze. Ki alze amru chazal al tomar l'kishe epane eshne Hashem alot ipane. Right? Val Yomar Adam, Ace Erev Hukfar, Imelech Lomod at Sorech Lamod Mialis, Palel, Kitova Shah Achaz Lomod, Afilu Dibirachan, we call Ever Sheba Olam. Right? Every minute, it talks about Zrizus and it talks about Atzlus. There. So, this is Zrizus leads to Nikias, cleanliness in a spiritual way. So, where do we see that? So, we see that from the Pasuk, Vikila Vikiper. Kila, he finished by the Mishkan, I think this is Vikila, and it was finished Vikiper, and then he brought Kapar, right? By the Yom Kippur. Right? This is on the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Vikila Mikaveres HaKodesh, the Kohen Gadol acted with Zrizos and finished everything, and Vikiper, that leads to Kapara, and that's Nikias. Nikias Lidei Tara. Nikias leads to Tara. Vikiper Aleha HaKohen V'Tahera. Right? That Kapara, that's the Nikias leads to Tara. Tara Lidei Kedusha V'Tiharo V'Kiddusho. Interesting, all of these so far are all from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And one might ask, what does that have to do with my life? What does the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur have to do with my life? And the answer is, because we are all doing Avodah in our Beis HaMikdash every single day, right? And I have a Rashba to back me up, right? The Rashba, remember the three different dayas in the Rishonim, why we wash our hands in the morning, right? Why do I wash your hands until the morning? So some say Ruach Ra, and some say, the Rosh says Yadam Askanios, but the Shiva says Rashba. Because I'm like a Kohen going to do the Avodah every day. So I wash my hands like from the Kiyor, right? That's the Avodah. That's what we do every morning. And that's the, what we focus on. I think I've quoted in the past of Aaron Soloveitchik, right? When I knew him, he was already post-stroke and he could barely move. And he walked with a walker very, very slowly. And he always used to mumble under his breath. I never knew what it was, but his son told me what he used to mumble was every time he took a step and he could barely, very, so hard for him, achas, achas v'achas. Achas u'shtayim, achas v'shalosh. That was his. That's how he moved. But he looked at this was his avoda. This was avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's what he said. That's what he did, and that's exactly what the message of these psukim are. Vayter kedusha lidei anava. Kedusha, holiness leads to humility. Ki ko amar ram v'nisa shochein ad v'kadosh shmo marom v'kadosh eshkon. Right, it talks about how high HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, this Pasuk in Yeshayo, and then it says, Vezdaka Ushval Ruach. Right? So right after it at least talks about Kedusha, Kadoshimo, it talks about how low Hashem goes, to be with us, with the broken and the, lowly of spirit. That's Anava. Anava Lidei Yerascheit. Tichsiv, Ekev Anava Yerascheit. Right? That's a straightforward one. Pasuk in Mishle. Amr Reb Yitzchak Ben Elazar. That's all Pinchas Ben Yar. Amr Reb Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Bar Elazar. Masha asis chachma atara larosha, that which wisdom puts as a crown to its head, which is what? Yiras Hashem, right? What chachma puts as a crown to its head, asa anava ekev lusulasa. Anava takes and puts it as its soul on the bottom of its shoe. Meaning, Yiras Hashem is the crown, is like above wisdom, but anava is above Yiras Hashem. Right, so Yiras Hashem is a crown to wisdom, but it's a sole of a shoe to Anava. Meaning, Anava is on top, and then Yiras Hashem is in the middle, and then Chachma under that. Dichsiv, as it says, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Right, the Reishis is also from the word like Rosh, like you have a crown on top. So Reishis Chachma, the crown of Chachma is Yiras Hashem. So Yiras Hashem is above that. Viksiv, Ekev Anava, Yiras Hashem. But the Ekev, the soul. The soul, S-O-L-E, right, the soul of Anava, Yiras Hashem. So that's what Rev Yitzchak Bar Elazar is saying. Oh, is Rev Yitzchak Bar Elazar arguing on Rav Pinchas Ben Yair? Because Rav Pinchas Ben Yair has Anava, in the middle. Kedusha leads to Anava, and Yiras Chet is above Anava. Right? Yiras Chet is above Anava, and here, Rav Yippi Yitzchak Bar Elazar has Anava above Yiras Chet, which is above Chachma. So if you look here in the Pnei Moshe, on the bottom right, Pnei Moshe says, no, we're talking about two types of Yiras. Two types of Yiras. And we know these two types of Yiras, right? Yiras Ha'onesh and Yiras Haromamus are the two different types of Yiras, both described in different places in the Rambam also. Fear of sin, fear of the punishment, that's a lower level Yira. And that's what is earlier in Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's line, that Yira, that's Yiras Ha'onesh, that leads to he has Anava leading to Yiras Chet, so that's not the Yiras Chet. The Yiras Chet that's below Anava, that Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar is talking about, that's talking about Yiras Ha'onesh. But the Yiras Chet that's above Anava, in the Pinchas Ben Yair, that's Yiras Haromamus. What we would call the difference between fear and awe. Right? Fear and awe. And we've spoken about that in the past, the two different types of Yiras Hashem. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos focuses on Yiras Ha'onesh. Right, that's what he writes in the early. Right, the Rambam said Yiras Hashem is mitzvah dalid. Shet tzivano lahamin yiraso yisalo ulihi fachein mimenu. V'lo yek kofrim haholchim bekeri avol nira bias onsho b'chaleis. That's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Sefer HaChinuch. But as we know, if you look elsewhere, the Rambam also has Yiras Haromamus when we talk about the Rambam in Yisod HaTorah. Right, base, where it talks about when you look at the world and you're awed, and that leads to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, you see how amazing every detail of the world is. And the Smak says that explicitly. When the Smak, Sefer Mitzvah Katan, when he has his Mitzvah of Yira, Mitzvah Dalid, Masha Tzivahu, Lo Bishvil Dagas Peronas Bilvad, Ela Afilu Enu Yare Klau, Ubatuach Shalo Yikabalonish. I know I'm not going to get a punishment somehow. Still, Yishlo Lira Lochavin Velidok Shelo Yachis Melech Gadol Vinora Alav. I don't want to make Hashem angry. Right? That's a different type of Yira. Different type of Yira. And that's awe, we might call it. And those are the two types of Yira that maybe are being referred to here. And therefore, you don't have to say that they are arguing. But again, that's the Yira. And then above that is Anava. And maybe even above that is that Anava leads to Yiras Haromamus. Because I realize where I am and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We continue. Second line. Yiras Chet lidei Ruach HaKodesh. Yiras Chet leads to Ruach HaKodesh. The level. Dechsiv, Oz Tavin Yiras Hashem, V'das Elokim Timsa. Right, Das Elokim is Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh lidei Chasidus. Dechsiv, Oz Dibarta B'chazon L'chasidecha. You spoke in a vision, that's Ruach HaKodesh, L'chasidecha, that leads to Chasidus. Again, each of these needs to be analyzed and again, Ayin Mesulis Yisharim. Chasidus lidei Tchias HaMeisim. Chasidus leads to the level of Tchias HaMeisim. The level that one could perform Tchias HaMeisim, like Elisha and Eliyahu. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, V'nasati ruchi b'chem, I will put my ruach on them, v'chisem, and you will live, but here it obviously means cause to bring to life. V'chisem, and that will lead to Tchias HaMeisim. So that's the Lashon of the Tchias HaMeisim. That's the pasuk in Yechezkel. And let's just finish and then we'll make some comments. Tchias HaMeisim lidei Eliyahu zechor l'tov. And Tchias HaMeisim leads to the level of Eliyahu. What does that mean? Eliyahu, to bring to Eliyahu. Tichsiv, ahine anochi sholech lachem et Eliyahu anavi, lefnei bo yom Hashem agadol v'hanora. Right, the last pasuk in Nevi'im. Last pasuk in Malachi. I'm going to send Eliyahu anavi. And right after that, Veheshiv, and what will he do? Veheshiv levavosamana levavosam alavosam. And he will, I guess the Gemara is assuming that Tchias HaMeisim comes first, that he, Eliyahu HaNavi, will come after there's been Heshiv levavosabanim, levavosam alavosam, which is, the Tchias HaMeisim, element. So there are a couple of questions that we could, mention here. First of all, it says here that Tchias HaMeisim will lead to Eliyahu HaNavi. Isn't Eliyahu HaNavi supposed to come first? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, and then, right? What does the pasuk say? No, Anochi Shaleach Lachem. It's Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come first. So I saw the Minchas Elazar, early Munkach Rebbe. So he writes, he asked this question in the back in his commentary on Yerushalmi. V'Divrei Chazal, Yov Eliyahu HaNavi, Kodem Bias Kol Tzedek, V'Tchias HaMeisim, Yeh Bizman Me'uchar Acher, right afterwards. After Bias Kol Tzedek. V'Ech Kamar, Shetchias HaMeisim, maybe Lidei Eliyahu HaNavi. How does it say that Tchias HaMesim is going to Eliyahu? So he says, it must be like the Radvaz. What's the Radvaz? That's a Radvaz. The Radvaz says, there are two Tchias HaMesims. Again, even before we mention this Radvaz, remember to note that the Rambam says in Melachim, in Hilchos Melachim, don't focus or try to figure out what's going to happen in the future. Because nobody really knows until it happens. Even though he says his view, which is different than the Ramban, but he says, don't really try to figure it out because it'll just, you know, it's, maybe it's part of the Mishnah Chagiga. Mala, mala, mala mata, mala fnim, mala ochor, what's going to be later on, we don't know. But the Radvaz has a tshuva in Chilek Beis Simon, Tuf Tuf Lamites, rather Radvaz 500 years ago, where he says, he's asked this question, Odia Chadaiti, he was asked the question, you asked my question, B'meisim, Sha'asana Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahachios, the dead that Hashem is going to bring back to life, Im Yamusu Pamacheres Olo, Lefima Shara'isa Bazeh Deos Chalukos. So you saw different opinions, whether it's going to be Tchias HaMesim, then they're going to die again, there's going to be another Tchias HaMesim, they're going to die. So he writes, Ani kibalti me'achachamim harishonim nuchaso eden detrei tchios ninu. There's going to be two tchias amesims. Chada samuch labias hamashiach letzadikim asher mesu begalus v'savlu hatzaros v'lo ro'u betovasan shel Yisrael. There's going to be one for all the great tzadikim that weren't zochet to see the greatness of the Jewish people. Kidei sheyiru, because all they saw was saris for the past 2,000 years. Kidei sheyiru betova hahi v'yizku liros beis hamigdash betikuno u'magriven alav olos. That's one. V'atchi hashnia l'sof yemos hamashiach samuch la'elef hashvi v'aleim ksiv v'rabim yisheni ad masafar yakutsu v'chein kasav haritva v'shem rabosav v'chein alesi v'tshuva acheres. That second Tchias HaMesim will lead right into Gan Eden, and that will be the eternal life. Right? So that's not what Shmuel says, that Ein Bein Olam Abba Olam Azel Ela Shivan Malchus Bovad. That, I guess, is in the first stage. Okay, continues. And we don't have to go too deep into that. But again, the suggestion here is that, yeah, there'll be Eliyahu Navi will come before the first Tchias HaMesim. But eventually that'll lead to there'll be one Tchias HaMesim and then Eliyahu Navi, like this Brisa says. And then afterwards there'll be another Tchias HaMesim. Okay, so that's what his suggestion is based on that Radvaz. Interesting, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, in the Bavli, that we all experienced Tchias HaMesim at Kabbalah Satorah. Right, what happened? Hashem spoke to us and we all died. And then Hashem gave us the tal of Tchias HaMesim, and he gave us the second Dibur, and then we died again. And then after that, we came alive again. We said, no, Moshe, how about we switch the plan, and how about you talk to us, because this doesn't work for us. This doesn't work for us. What did we need that experience for right at the beginning of our relationship of Mamad Har Sinai? Right? Why didn't he give us the tal to begin with? Why didn't he give us preventative medicine? Why do you have to give us the Tchias HaMesim that he could wake us up from death? Just, isn't it easier to just prevent us from dying? Right? He had to do Tchias HaMesim on everybody. So explains the Ben Yehoyada there in Shabbos, where this Gemara comes up, because he wanted us to have that experience so that we would believe it. They would believe it. Life is short. We're going to die, right? So what's going to be? Aslam Tchias HaMesim Kadesh Yedu Shagam Yichyu. You're going to live again. Omer Achar Mosam. V'yis Angu Arov Shalom. To prove to them the afterlife. V'lachach Ba'osa Hatal Sheyichyu Bolasit Tichya Osam Ata U'bazeh Nisnachamu Hagufim V'chulu. And he continues there in the Ben Yoyada. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tani B'Shem Rabbi Meir. Again, there's just so much here. Call me Shu Kavua Be'eretz Yisrael. That's an unusual lashon, right? Somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, somebody who is Kavua in Eretz Yisrael. I guess that there could be people that travel, but where's your home, right? Where's your kvius? Where's your kvius? Somebody might go here, somebody might go there, right? I say Taras Chakeva Malachto Arai, right? So even if somebody works a lot of the day, right? If somebody is Kavua in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. But I would say even if somebody, you know, has to have their mindset here, and for all of the greats throughout the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, at the end of his life he came. But you know what? But those who obviously are naturally and physically kavua, that's the ultimate. So anybody's kavua back to Israel. Va'ochal chula batara. Got to think about the connection between all these four. Or And someone who eats his chulin b'tahara, right? That is what we had. Maybe this is why this is mentioned here, because we had that earlier from those instructions. Umedaber b'lashon hakodesh, and somebody who speaks lashon hakodesh. Lashon hakodesh. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirkei Avos, at the beginning of the second parak, he says that that is an example of a mitzvah kala. A mitzvah kala. Hamikvazerk mitzvah kala kebachamura, says the Rambam, that simchas haregel ulamidas lashon kodesh. Lashon hakodesh. Rav Nassan Adler, the Rebbe Nachsam Sofer, did not speak any Yiddish on Shabbos. He only spoke Hebrew. Only spoke lashon hakodesh. Again, Ivrit, modern Ivrit, is not exactly lashon hakodesh. Right, but biblical Hebrew. But medaber lashon hakodesh. V'korei shema b'boker b'erev, and somebody says shema every morning and every evening. Muftach lo shu mechayi olam haba. He's muftach to be mechayi olam haba. Obviously, every Jew has a chelik in olam haba, but we want a good seat. We want a good seat, and therefore there are those that right. There are other gemaras that talk about a nochel olam haba, a ben olam haba. The Mishnah says, yesh lo chelek for every Jew. But then there are different sections, right? There are front seats, there are middle seats, there's ben seats, there's nochel seats, right? There's chaye seats. I don't know what the order is, but that's what it says in Muftach lo, shehu ben olam haba. Good. What does it mean? So the as we said, there's different seats. The Karban Eda says maybe no yisurin going in. Different versions. Okay. There's a lot, but we'll continue. Next Mishnah. Back to Masechah Shabbos. Elu mehalachos she'amru baliyas chanani mechizke begurion garon k'shalo levakro. These are the halachos. Some say these mean the prior ones. Some say it just means the following ones. But there are halachos that we know. There was an attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Garon when he was in the attic, and some say he went in the attic to, the Gemara says elsewhere that he went up to work on one of the Svarim in Tanakh. But they went up to be with him, Cholavakro, and they had a vote there. They had a vote about various halachas. Nimnu v'rabo beishamai beisilal. There was a vote, and beishamai was voted, and they outvoted beisilal. That happened to be the case there. The beishamai, and therefore they voted hochan acharov. So these 18 halachas, we'll see, these are all dinim drabanan. These 18 halachas were all voted to beishamai. Ushmona asar dvarim gozer b'bayom. And there were 18 other things that they were gozer unanimously that day. 36. Right? There were many halachas from that day that they went up to the aliyah of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Gurion. As we'll see in the Gemara, Beishamai wanted to win this vote. And therefore, they didn't let Talmidei Beishamai go up. Once they knew they had the majority, they blocked the voting booths. Right? And they didn't let him go up so that Beishamai would win the vote. Right, which kind of sounds like, isn't that a rov bitos? Right, so why does it even count? But that's what happened. Says the Gemara, Elu malachos v'chulu. Oso hayom hayakasha li Yisrael ki yom shenasa bo ha'egel. That day was as hard to Am Yisrael as the egel. What does that mean? Egel. By the egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was kind of ignored by the egel. And on this day, Hillel was the one that we usually follow was ignored. So maybe that's a parallel to Yom Shenasa Boaz Ha'egel. Boaz Ha'egel, look at the Karim and Ha'edah. Sheba'atu b'Moshe, Shahaya Gvar Anvesan. Right? They rejected Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the ultimate, in humility. Ve'enamru, us, aseilanu alokim, asher yelcha lufaneinu, kizeh Moshe o'ish. Right? They rejected Moshe for the Egel. Right, and that's one. Inami lefisha hargu b'tamidei beisilo kibisamacho. They wanted even like have fist fights, but they rejected. And just like Hillel, Hillel was the nasi, right? The previous Karban Eda, he was the nasi, and obviously the one with humility. You know all those gemaras and Shabbos. So Yom Tazan Nasbeiga. Rabbi Eliezer Omer bo bayom gachu asasah. On that day, they overflowed the saah, the measure. What does that mean? That they piled on extra isurim derabanan, and it was a good thing. They overflowed the measure. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, bo bayom machku osa. No, they flattened the measure. They flattened. What does it mean, flattened it? Because, kolamosev goreya. Sometimes if you add on so much, you just lose what you have. Lose what you have. And the marshal given it, there was a little bit above the level here. Above, let's say, the rim. And they added on so much that people just like couldn't handle it and they just forgot everything and they ended up with less than what they started with. And that's machuku. Right, different days in the Tanoim, whether this day was a positive or not. right? The look at the carbon Eidah. To give him shot of machaku, the last two skinny lines. Shehirbu ligzar yoser midai. They gave, made too many laws, too many chumras. Ve'en yichol lamo b'zeh rasam. They couldn't stand it. Umitokach over another v'etar, therefore they just forgot it all. V'tov ayelahem lios midasam tfufa. Leave it as it is. V'lotavo lidei machak meirov gedusha. Just leave it as it is, which is a little bit, above. So now they continue giving the mashal. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, who said it was a good thing. Said, it's like this mashal. Ilu aisa chasera umil uha. Ya'us, right? If it was missing and then they filled it up, wouldn't that be a good thing? Like, lochavishi malaya egozin. Let's say you have a barrel that's full of nuts. If you have a barrel full of nuts, let's say walnuts, and then you pour sesame seeds in, what's gonna happen? The sesame seeds are gonna find space, because they're so small, they're gonna find space in between the nuts. So it's gonna fit in perfectly, and it's even gonna strengthen the nuts, and it's gonna make it more solid. So it's a good thing. If you pour more in, and it fills in the empty spaces. Amar Bishua says, yeah, I'll give you a different mashal. Ilo aisa malaya v'chasera yos. If it was full, and they made it missing afterwards, you know, is that good? L'chavish aisa malaya shemen. This is the mashal. You have a barrel that's full of oil. Kol mashal tenosin l'tocha mayim, himifazera says a shemen. You pour water in, the oil's gonna overflow, and you're gonna lose the oil. That's the mashal. So different pshatim. Some say that this is l'shita sam. Rebbe Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. And that's why he had a positive outlook on this. Rabbi Yeshua is a Talmud of Beis Hillel, and therefore he had a negative. Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, Unya, Talmide Beis Shammai, Amdu Lahem Milamata. They stood at the bottom of the steps before going up to the attic. V'hayu Hargin b'Talmide Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They weren't actually, but it seems like they were ready. They were blocking the door. They didn't let him in. They didn't let Talmide Beis Hillel go up by the vote, and therefore they forced the issue. First of the issue, the Karmana Eda, Ratsu Lalos, Avachas Vashalom, right, they would have killed them, but Lo Hargosam, if they would have gone up. Tani, Shishami, and Alu, six of them made it up, Ashar Omdu Ali, Alehan, Becharos, Uberamachim, the others, they stood with weapons, didn't let them up. It was pretty strong, pretty difficult day there, by the attic. But again, I'm not sure, I have to figure out whether this was pre or post the Baskol of Halacha Kebes Hillel. Tani, Shmona Asar Davar Gazru. On that day, they made 18 gzeres that were unanimous. Ushmona Esrei Rabu. And 18 that Beis Shammai won. Ushmona Esrei Nechluku. And 18 that stayed as a machlokas and they did not decide it. The 18 that were undecided, some of them are in the rest of this parak. If you look in the carbon eight on the bottom, he quotes the 18 that were not decided. He quotes this from the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos. He quotes some of the items later on in this parak and elsewhere. But the elu ain't shegazru. But the following ones, according to the Mefarshim, are the ones that were unanimous. These were unanimous. Here we go. So we're going to list them all, and the Gemara is going to go into each one in more detail. So now we're just going to kind of list them, and then we'll get into more detail. Alpita shogayim pasakum. Pasakum, as we know, because of intermarriage, Chazal were gozer on non-Jews baking bread. Again, we have a whole shiur about that. Valgminasan, on the cheese of Akum, there, the cheese, that's because of trefus. That's because of trefus, because they think there's certain types of coagulating elements that came from non-kosher sources. Val Shimnon, and on the oil, that gets back to intermarriage, right? Pas and Shemen are both because of intermarriage. The Albinoseyem, and on their daughters. What does that mean, their daughters? We'll have to talk about it, right? Daughters. So many Rishonim say to marry a guy, and this is Araisa, right? So what do you mean? So maybe this is just even a one-time Isabia, which maybe is a Durabanan, right? Others say, even if that's Daraisa, maybe this is Gzera on Yichud. On Yichud, there's a Gemara about a Zara in the Bavli, Yichud with Goyim. That's what they were gozer on. V'al Shechva Zaran, V'al Meimei Raglehem. That is, we gave the status, even though a non-Jew is not Makabal Tuma or Mitame, we gave them the status of a Zav, Midrabanan, and therefore any liquids, just like any liquid that comes out of a Zav is an Avatuma, so too any liquid that comes out of a guy, Shechva Zera and his Meimei Raglayim. V'al Hilchas Balkeri, and treating him like a Balkeri, as again we'll learn in the days of old, it was especially by a Balkeri, he has to go to the mikvah, Takanas Ezra, and they gave that status to the guy also. V'al Hilchas Eretz Ha'amim, and Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, the Tum of Eretz Ha'amim, that was, I'm sorry, I take it back. Hilchas Balkeri, that's just the the laws, the extra laws of Balkeri that Rabban instituted. Period. Not specifically relating to Goy. That's just the Takanis Ezra about not learning, not davening after being with one's wife. V'yal Hilchos Eretz Amim, and the Tumas Eretz Amim, they were Gozer Tuma because they were people they used to bury, you know, even not in cemeteries. That's Tumas Amim. Taman Tanina, now we have others. We also learned in the Mishnah in Zavim. These were others. Elu Postal Nesa Truma. The following items, the following cases, Pasal Truma. Remember what Pasal means? Remember what we said in the world of Tuma? If it says this could Pasal, that means it can make Tuma only one step. I can make this Tame, but then that's not transferable. If I say something can be Metame, something, then it can make that Tame, and that could lead to something else becoming Tame. So Posel Truma means it's a Sheni. Because a Truma can only become a Shlishi. Remember, Chulin could become a Rishon, or a Sheni, and Truma could become a Shlishi, and Kacha could become a Revi'i. So if the Mishnah lists off items that could be Posel Truma, meaning one stage, all of these have the status of a sheni. Mitra Rabbanan. Hoch halacha rishon. If a person eats food, that's a rishon latoma. Really, that should do nothing to a person. A person can only become a rishon midaraisa. Right? But this is Mitra Rabbanan. And we'll get to the reasons for all of this. Now we'll just list them. Hoch halacha rishon, hoch halacha sheni. If a person eats a sheni latoma, he also becomes a sheni. Vashos amashka tamein. If somebody drinks tame liquids, that's going to make him tame. And again, it's gzera mishum. You might be drinking something tame and put shum in your mouth. If somebody takes a goes into drawn water, goes into a bath after they went into the mikvah, that's the din. Because in the days of old, people went into mikvahs and they were like, it was all dirty and gross. Therefore, they started taking showers after the mikvah. And the people started thinking, oh, this is part of the tara process. And then they said, oh, maybe just the shower is good enough to be matar. That's why Chazal made a gzera. If you go into a bath after you went into the mikvah, guess what? Your tummy, you got to go back into the mikvah. Vitar shenaflo arosho verubo shloshet lugamayim shuvim, or not just a bath, a shower. If a person has three lugamayim shuvim go on top of him, again, that is also shady. Vahasefer, wow, Sifrei Kodesh. This is based on the Mishnah in Yadayim, right? But the Kohanim thought they had a great idea. They didn't want their truma to become tamei. So what they do? They put their truma in the Aron Kodesh, along with the Torah. They're both tar. The problem was food brings mice, and therefore the mice came to eat the truma, and then they also nibbled on the Sifrei Torah. So Chazal said something that you would think is so opposite. And that is, Sifrei Torah, you touch a Sifrei Torah, you become Tamei. Become Tamei. Because they didn't want the Truma to be in proximity to the Sefer Torah. Therefore, the Sefer Torah will make the Truma Tamei. So you're not going to keep your Truma next to the Sefer Torah. Vayadayim, Stam Yadayim are Shnios. The Tful Yom, and a Tful Yom is a Sheni. We're going to talk about that. Isn't a Tful Yom Tamei Daraisa Sheni? Right? Tful Yom is Tumei Daraisa. So some say, you know, you have to got to work that out. Maybe even if a Tful Yom becomes Tamei Midurabanan. And also food and kalim that became tummy through liquids. Again, there are details there, which we're not going to get into now. The Rabbanan of Kesari and Amru, the Rabbanan of Kesari said, Elu Shegazru. These, you know what, Rabbanan of Kesari, let's stop there. We'll stop there by Rabbanan of Kesaria. They'll have to wait until next time. Okay, we'll stop here.